The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 60 of Spur of the Moment.
Yes, and we've got a lot to cover from Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas. Tonight is our top 10 episode. So Drew and I are going to do the top 10 Spurs of all time. But before we get to that, let's go over some news and notes in the San Antonio Spurs organization. The number one news and note is DeJounte Murray did not make the All-NBA defensive team. Didn't make the first team, didn't make the second team. Now, just to keep in mind, guess who led the whole NBA in steals?
DeJounte Murray.
DeJounte Murray led the league in steals and did not make the first or second team NBA. Another key tidbit about that, Matisse Thybulle only played about 16 minutes a game for the Philadelphia 76ers, and he somehow made it. To say I'm upset with this would be an understatement. Drew, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I really think DeJounte Murray should have made second team defensive. I kind of thought he should last year, but I let it slide. And then he didn't make second team this year. The disrespect on DeJounte Murray's name is unreal. But I hope he makes it next year. He's going to probably put up the state and stat line. And I hope he makes it over Matisse Thybulle next year. And he was a great defensive player, led the league in steals, so I really wish he could have made it.
Yeah, so that's one of the news and notes from the Spurs this week. Another one is, a lot of mock drafts and a lot of stuff since the NBA lottery has been set. And the Spurs draft, in my opinion, I know Drew and I both really like Jalen Duren and thought that would be a good fit, but out of a lot of mocks and a lot of the Spurs interviews, maybe that ninth pick isn't as clear-cut as we thought. There's a couple guys whose names have been circulating in the news. Jeremy Sochan from Baylor, Tari Eason from LSU, Johnny Davis from Wisconsin are some of the names that have been rumored to go to the Spurs in that ninth slot. So the Jalen Duren pick may not be as sure thing as we thought. Drew, what do you think about the draft picks and all the rumors coming the Spurs' way?
Yeah, we looked at it like we were definitely going to get Jalen Duren, but that's kind of changed. Tari Eason, Johnny Davis, Jeremy Sochan, Dyson Daniels even. But it'll be an interesting draft come June 23rd. I'm interested to see who we take at number 9.
Yeah, and so in the episodes after we're doing the top 10 one, there's still plenty of time before the draft toward the end of June. But we're going to do some coverage of the draft and some of the players that are rumored to go in each one of the Spurs three first-round draft pick slots. And we'll do kind of a preview of that in some upcoming episodes. But anyway, just wanted to touch on the draft not being as clear-cut as we thought. Other news for the Spurs are some rumors going on in the free agent world. Drew, do you want to talk about some of the rumors?
Yeah, DeAndre Ayton looks like he will not be putting on a Suns uniform again, jersey, because it is very unlikely after that loss in the Western semifinals. He did not seem like he was going to put on a Suns jersey. So the Spurs are in the odds that we might go there. Also, Zach LaVine, it's rumored that he has a chance to go to the Spurs. So a lot of free agents out there that the Spurs might be looking at.
Yeah, Las Vegas had the Spurs as the third favorite team to sign DeAndre Ayton. Obviously, we know they have a lot of cap space. Zach LaVine rumors have been there. I think it's interesting if the Spurs do end up picking up a free agent, how does that affect their draft pick? That could definitely do that. So there's a lot of things in play here for the Spurs offseason. The last news and note we're going to hit before we get into our top 10 is we're going to talk about the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors, led by Steve Kerr, a former Spur, have clinched their spot in the NBA Finals. And as of this episode right now, the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics are now going to go to a game seven. That is game seven after the Heat are, well, they're about to close this one out tonight. It's 109 to 103 as we speak. But anyway, the Golden State Warriors and Steve Kerr, former Spur, going to be guiding them to the championship, at least the NBA Championship Series. So we have that. Drew, Heat and Celtics, game seven. Who do you got?
Yeah, that'll be a great game. Heat battling injuries, Celtics battling injuries. Most of these games have been blowouts. But in this game seven, I'm going to go with the Miami Heat in game seven. I thought about it, and I think in Miami, they are pretty much unstoppable there. I think they get the dub there and take on the Warriors in the NBA Finals matchup.
Okay, well, I disagree. I think it's going to be the Boston Celtics. I think they're going to go into Miami. They're going to be a little angry after this one. And this one just went final. Heat win 111-103. So game seven will be Sunday night. And I've got the Celtics. Drew's got the Heat. So we'll see how that one plays out. All right. So we're going to get to our top 10 Spurs of all time. And a lot of you know that, obviously, there's some guys at the top of the list that are no-brainers. But some of the discussions to be had later on in the top 10. So we're going to start with pick number 10. Drew, do you want to take the number 10 or me first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So for my number 10 spot, I'm going with Larry Kinnon. Larry Kinnon never averaged less than 18 points per game. And he was only there for five seasons, but he was very, very good all five of those seasons. He made two All-Star games with the Spurs, and he was just very good. It was between him and Artis Gilmore, and I ended up going with Larry Kinnon as my number 10 Spurs player of all time.
All right. Well, my number 10 is going to be Mr. Mike Mitchell, and he was a great scorer for the Spurs. In fact, he's the sixth best scorer in all-time Spurs history at 20.1 points a game. He also really was a ball control guy. Didn't turn the ball over much, but his highest with the Spurs, he averaged 23.4 points a game, which is awesome, even in today's NBA standards where the scoring's up. So Mike Mitchell's number 10 for me on my all-time Spurs list. All right, Drew, give me your number 9.
Yeah, my number 9, I'm going with Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson got his number retired, and he was a great player. He was running the team very well in that first championship. He had 4,474 assists and 712 steals. He scored the 10th most points by a Spur, and you may know this, he hit the game-winning series-clinching shot in the 1999 Finals to win the franchise's 1999 NBA Finals to win the franchise's first championship. So Avery Johnson is number 10 for Drew Dagey's list.
Okay, and it's funny because we didn't go over this, but it's actually on number 9 is where we are, and my number 9 is Avery Johnson as well. He's the leading assist all-time for Spurs, and also he's top 10 point scored, if you can imagine that, because in his early years he didn't score a whole lot. But, Avery Johnson, plus just being a great leader and community member. I love Avery Johnson to death. So he's number 9 on both of our lists, and we didn't even go over this before the show. Number 8, who do you got, Drew?
Yeah, my number 8 spot, I have Sean Elliott at my number 8 spot. He's the announcer right now, but in his 11 years with the Spurs, Elliott compiled the third most three-pointers made, 8th most points, and 10th most rebounds while playing with the 6th most minutes. He averaged 15.5 points, 4.7 rebounds, and 2.8 assists for his career. And he made two All-Star teams when he was a member of the Spurs' 1999 championship squad.
All right, so Sean Elliott is Drew's, what are we on, number 8? Is that right? Mine is James Silas. James Silas, 1973 to 1981. He made the All-Star team a couple times, but his free throw percentage was awesome, 85.5. But he scored his season high was 23.8 points a game. So James Silas, whose jersey's hanging in the rafters right now, he's my number 8. All right, Let's go to number seven. Who you got, Drew?
At my number seven spot, I have Bruce Bowen. Bruce Bowen was a great player for the San Antonio Spurs, and he barely missed any games. He played 82 games in five seasons, 81 games in another 80 games. His steals, he got so much steals. His defense was great. He played from 2001 to 2009. Bruce Bowen, great Spurs player, and he goes at number seven on my all-time list.
All right. Well, my number seven is Mr. Sean Elliott, who you already covered. I had him at number seven. I just think the Memorial Day miracle, the shot with his foot on the line was big time. But 1999 championship, retired jersey, and just a great, great guy. Just, I mean, really one of the most beloved Spurs of all time. And Sean Elliott actually had two different stints with the Spurs. He actually started in 89, got traded away for 1 year, but came back, which I think is awesome. Awesome story about Sean. But yeah, that's Mr. Sean Elliott hitting my number seven spot. Drew, who's your number six Spur of all time?
At my number six spot for the San Antonio Spurs, I have Kawhi Leonard. This might be controversial, as he doesn't like that. But I have Kawhi Leonard here at number six. He led the league in steals in 2014-2015. His defense was great. He didn't play much games, but in 7 years, he won the Finals MVP, which really got him on this list. He played alongside the Big Three, and he was the guy that they needed to win that NBA championship. He was a great player, and he is my number six player of all time, as Dad did not really like that I put him at number six.
Nah, Kawhi is not on my list, nor will he ever be. He's one of the biggest black guys on this organization, in my opinion. I almost forget about his Finals MVP because I just don't like him. I don't like
him.
Is
that why he's not on your list? Because you don't like him?
It's a total bias. That's right.
That is bias. You have to have him on his list. He's not better.
He doesn't belong, and I'm sure a majority of the audience will agree with me that he doesn't belong on
his list. He's not better than Mike Mitchell. Come on now.
You're wrong.
Come on now.
All right, next one. I have number six, Alvin Robertson. Alvin Robertson, guys, was ahead of his time as far as just being a player that can do it all. He rebounded. He was kind of DeJounte before DeJounte was as far as points, rebounds, assists, and steals. Except he made the NBA All-Defensive Team four different times. And he did win the Defensive Player of the Year in 1986, which I thought was pretty awesome. But he really was – Alvin Robertson just found a way into a lot of aspects of the game. And for that reason, he's number six all-time on my list. Drew, number five.
At my number five spot, I have Manu Ginobili. Manu Ginobili, his number's retired. He's one of the best left-handed shooters ever this game has ever seen. He's a two-time All-Star. He's won the Sixth Man of the Year award a couple times. He averaged 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists throughout his 18-year career. Just a great career from Manu Ginobili, and he was my number five spot on my all-time list.
Yeah, Manu could do a lot as well, and I love him to death. He got three rings with the Spurs. One of the things about Manu that I think is awesome is just his selflessness as far as coming off the bench. He could have started on almost any team in the NBA, but the Spurs and Pop knew what he needed to do to be able to lead us to success. But yeah, Manu Ginobili was the same for me. Love him to death. And I have a feeling our top four might be exactly the same. Drew, who was yours?
Yeah, my number four spot, I have TP, Tony Parker. Tony Parker's career was amazing. He averaged 15 points a game, 3 rebounds, 5 assists throughout his career. He was a 6-time All-Star, 4-time NBA champ, 4-time All-NBA. And his number was retired for the San Antonio Spurs. He also had a Finals MVP. So Tony Parker, one of the greatest Spurs ever. And he's my number four spot on this list. Great job, Tony Parker.
Yeah, Tony was awesome. And he was really just a force for the Spurs. And, you know, he was the Finals MVP in 07. So that was a great year for him. But, yeah, Tony Parker is definitely number four on my list as well. I have a feeling our top three are going to be exactly the same as well. So I'll just touch on the ones that Drew goes off of and give tidbits. Who's your number three, Drew?
Yeah, my number three, I have the Iceman himself, George Gervin, who is one of the best scorers in NBA history. Throughout his career, he averaged 25 points a game, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. He's a 4-time scoring champ, 7-time All-NBA, 12-time All-Star, 2-time All-ABA, and a Hall of Famer for the San Antonio Spurs. George Gervin was a great player, and he goes down as number 3 on my all-time San Antonio Spurs list.
Yeah, he led the NBA. He was a scoring leader 4 times. That's pretty awesome. 4-time champ, if you're looking at guys like Embiid or Giannis or those guys in today's game. That was Iceman back in the day. Another great beacon of the San Antonio community. And, yeah, the only thing Iceman didn't do was win a championship. He didn't have the necessary supporting cast to be able to do that. But his jersey is retired, and he's a great number 3. All right, number 2, Drew.
At my number 2 spot, I have the Admiral, David Robinson. He's a Hall of Famer, 10-time All-Star. He averaged 21 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. He was a scoring champion. He's a 2-time scoring champ, 10-time All-NBA, 8-time All-Defensive, Defensive Player of the Year, 1994-1995 MVP. David Robinson has all the accolades you need, so he goes down as number 2 on my all-time spur list.
Yeah, old D-Rob, one of my favorites just as far as a quality guy. But he got 2 championships with the Spurs. He obviously won the first one in 99, which was a great moment. And, you know, 10-time All-Star. And D-Rob, just one of the greatest human beings ever to play professional sports, in my opinion. He was the MVP of the NBA in 1995. That was the year he scored 71 points in that game. He made all defensive teams. He was defensive player of the year. He was a scoring champion. He was a rebounding leader. He was a blocks champion. He was rookie of the year. He just NBA all anniversary team out of top 75 players. David Robinson, the Admiral. We're so glad that he was with the San Antonio Spurs and had an awesome career. And let's get to number 1, and this should be no surprise to anybody. Drew, who's the number 1 Spur of all time?
Yeah, number 1, this is obvious. I've got Tim Duncan, the big fundamental. Throughout his career, he averaged 19 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. His accolades are absolutely insane. He's a top 10 arguably player of all time. He's a 15-time All-Star, 5-time NBA champ, 15-time All-NBA, 15 All-Defense, 1997 Rookie of the Year. He's a 3-time Finals MVP, 2-time MVP, and he made the NBA 75th anniversary team. Tim Duncan, greatest Spur of all time and a top 10 NBA player of all time. He goes number 1 on my list.
Yeah, I can't say enough about Timmy D. He was such a great player and number 1, I think, to everybody that knows anything about the Spurs. And, you know, really just had a phenomenal career and glad that he's still a member of the Spurs community and really does a lot. Did some assistant coaching type stuff, but all for a kid that didn't even pick up a basketball until age 15, which is pretty impressive in itself. But, yeah, that wraps up our top 10 with Mr. Tim Duncan holding on that number 1 spot. Is there any other guys? I know you mentioned some honorable mentions, some guys that maybe didn't make our list that we wanted to talk about. Drew?
Yeah, for me, it's LaMarcus Aldridge, Artis Gilmore, Johnny Moore. I really think all these guys didn't make this list is because they didn't play with the Spurs long enough to make this list. But great players. They had great careers. LaMarcus Aldridge still running with the Nets. So who do you have for some honorable mentions?
I had Artis Gilmore. I thought long and hard about that because I really liked watching the A-Train play. He was pretty amazing. I thought about L.A. too, LaMarcus Aldridge. He had a really great career, and, I mean, he's definitely top 15 in my opinion. You know, I just Larry Cannon I thought about. You had him on your list, but I didn't. Bruce Bowen is one that I didn't have on my list that I love to death. Defensive nemesis, one of the greatest defensive players in the history of the NBA. Didn't have him on my list. Another guy I really, really loved back in the 90s is Vinny Del Negro. Didn't make the list. He was awesome. A lot of Spurs didn't make the list, but, you know, when you have a storied franchise like this, you know, some guys just get left off, and who knows whenever, you know, at the rate he's going, there could be a guy that's playing right now that could crack that top 10 list if he keeps up what he's been doing. But, you know, you never know. So that wraps up our top 10 Spurs of all time, and this is going to bring this episode of the Spur of the Moment podcast to a close. Next episode, we're going to probably do some in-depth draft stuff, talk a little bit about the finals, but also talk a lot about some players that could land for the Spurs, and just kind of see where we go from there. Thanks for joining us. Drew, would you take us home, please, sir?
Yep, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And as always, go Spurs, go!